Marty Hawk time on a Wednesday morning. The county councilwoman joins us every Wednesday just after 8:05. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Do you get any snow in Ellettsville in the northern part of the county there, northwestern part?
Well, you know, it isn't that you can see anything out there, but it might be all the way into Ellettsville. But here, of course, it's 72 degrees and the sun is shining.
That's right. Inside, fluorescently shining on everybody. And, Marty, we are in wintertime here, but some issues that just continue to linger with us. Margaret and I were talking about it last half hour. We saw in yesterday's paper Rachel Bunn's story about the dispatch center, about 911 funding. It seems like we're chasing our tail on all of this. Help me out. What's the issue? It seems like, from what I've read, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that that everything that's going on here needs to be updated, upgraded by each department through it, and not everybody has enough money to do that. Is that accurate to a degree?
Well, from the very beginning, when they started talking about going to this new system, one of the meetings that I went to, they were saying, well, this is going to be expensive, and we would go to the townships and other people to draw in money. And at the time, I thought, well, good luck doing that.
Townships,
where are they going to get the money?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, they don't have the money, Marty, do they? I mean, unless I'm being deceived somewhere.
Well, the silly thing is, they were meeting, when I say they, people representing the commissioners and the city, they were meeting with fire chiefs, they said, for a year. It shouldn't have been a surprise. Well, the fire chiefs aren't in charge of their budgets. If they really thought they were going to get money out of the townships, they should have been meeting with the township trustees. Or if they thought they were going to get money out of Ellettsville, they should have been meeting with the Ellettsville Town Board, etc. But even all of that being said, the whole point about in this article, they're talking about, well, perhaps we do the public safety tax. And as a reminder, years ago, when the county council decided to go to the public and put on an additional income tax on them to support juvenile services, at that time I said, this is a mistake, because that, how many times can you raise your income tax? And we had the opportunity then, or at least the city would have, because they're in charge of that income tax. That was the time that they could have added on that public safety tax, and then the amount of money that the county would have received back out of that proportionate share could have helped to fund our juvenile issues, as well as a road deputy or jail or whatever it was we needed to do for public safety. That didn't happen. We went ahead and put it in place to put in place an additional income tax to pay for juvenile services. So I think there's just so many times you can go to the well and keep including an additional income tax. Now, is there any thought behind, well, we will reduce the amount that we can charge for the juvenile income tax in order to have the public safety tax? But any way you go at it, sometimes just throwing money at something doesn't fix it.
Marty, can I ask you a question? Why didn't they keep the old system?
Well, I think you're asking the wrong person.
Well,
that was a decision made by... And I'm having trouble hearing you. Everything seems to be echoing on this phone. It was a decision made by those people who were very much involved with it. But this new system, at this point, is not giving us as much service as the old system did.
Well, it sounds like, from what I'm hearing, the police department's very happy with it, but the fire departments are not, because they're not getting the information they used to with the old system. And I still do not understand why, if the old system was working, why didn't we just keep it? Was it just DCOP wanted to have this new system so his people could get this additional information? And I'm not saying that he shouldn't have wanted that additional information for his police department. It just is not making any sense to me that if the old system was working, why they didn't keep it.
Right. You know, I understand all of that, but that's sort of like arguing about something after the barn door's been left open. At this point, this is a system that we have paid for.
We're not going back?
I do not see how you're going to go back. We have paid for this system. Now, there's another almost 900-some thousand that's supposed to be paid again for maintenance, a long-term maintenance contract that the commissioners wanted us to pay in full. Ahead of time, we were supposed to be saving some dollars.
That?
But it's my theory that if you're not real happy about what's going on right now, you don't pay for years in advance
of
something.
Even
if it would save money, it would seem to me you'd be that might not work out as well as you had hoped. So I don't know about that. Those are things that the council will have to decide, because even though the county commissioner signed a contract, it is subject to the county council voting to fund it. But one thing I wanted to just make certain that everyone understand, because I think there's people coming out saying, well, the fire departments aren't paying their fair share, et cetera. Remember, it's not the fire departments. It's the public that's paying the taxes for their township taxes. It's the public that's paying the money for their county taxes. And the county, if they wanted to make this agreement with the city to move forward with that, to say that we are subsidizing the townships, well, then what?
That's
absurd. They were subsidizing the townships by operating our jail or operating our whatever. This is just... Everybody is paying into the operation of this dispatch, and everybody counts on dispatch to get in touch with their fire department or their police department or their ambulance service to get them help when they need it. So, but at the end of the day, if something would happen, the state would remove a part of that revenue coming back. Of course, we'd have to figure out where we're going to get the extra dollars.
Well, it's easy tax.
Well, you got to have it. You can't stop.
I mean, Marty, every time you turn around, we've got another 13 cents here, a 5 cents here, you know. And pretty soon, you know, I'll just hand over my, you know, the better part of a paycheck here. So, you know, I do not get it at the moment why nobody's stopping to say this is one big pool of money and we have to figure out where we're going to get this money to do this. And why wasn't that, and frankly, why it wasn't discussed before we implemented this is the truly most troubling part of this, because obviously these people have so little respect for the taxpayers that they figure, oh, well, if we screw this up, nobody's going to say anything because we'll just go back and get more money from you.
Well, let's get back to also some of the things that we'll be deciding, the county council, in the near future. Now, I don't have the agenda for the next meeting. That doesn't come out until Thursday.
And that's next Tuesday, right?
And then the next meeting's on Tuesday. So I don't know for certain what all's on there, but I believe we'll probably have the jailer's contract. They've been working without a contract. However, they've been receiving the same raises that any other a county employee has received, but we have not had the regular contract. Seems to me that going back to your question of why are we growing expenses, that sounded to me like that was really
your question.
I think everything that comes before us should have with it a fiscal impact. This is what you're paying now. This is what you're going to be paying in the future. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. It means we should understand what
we're doing
when we do it. And that really should be coming out of the auditor's office. So then are we funding them enough so that they have somebody on staff who understands how to do a fiscal impact statement? We had hoped at one time to have someone in the council office who could do that, because it's not up to the county. The county council is supposed to vote on information brought to us. It is not up to the county council to put the information together. And it's just important, I believe, to start having this fiscal impact statements ready for us before we ever vote on additional spending. The other thing that we're going to be voting on very soon is additional spending out of that juvenile income tax, adding more people on there at the Youth Services Bureau to do new and extended things. I'm certain all of those are really good things, but that needs a fiscal impact statement that says if you spend all of this juvenile income tax money on these additional services, and if for any reason the income tax would drop, then, you know, have you saved back enough to make sure that it is sustainable and all of those things. I believe we'll get more of that information out of that because we have somebody working on that to prepare that for us. But if there is thought that we should raise the income tax for the public safety tax, then we need to have a conversation about reducing the amount that we are allowed to go for, because we are not raising as much with that juvenile income tax as what the legislation said that we could. So there may be adjustment there. And none of this is going to be possible anyway without the city, because the city is over the income tax. They have the majority vote on that.
So that would be the city council that has to determine that.
The city council is in charge of the income tax. There's an income tax council.
Where does the buck stop, Marty?
You know, at some point in time, when people say, just because we can do it does not mean we should do it, that when we look at...
What happens when all this is maxed out?
Well, you have that
I don't
exactly
know.
Correct. And here's the other thing coming
is
forward.
Is there a maxed
is
out,
the library though? Is coming forward
at
this
it.
Next meeting, I believe, to ask for... ability to go out and bond, and part of what they want to spend the bonding money on is to go out and prepare to build another library. Well, who doesn't love the libraries? On the other hand,
where is this library going to go?
They've been talking about it for a very long time, so I expect they probably will do it. But that's also on your local property taxes. That may be the best thing to do for it, but we need to make certain that everybody understands the big picture. And that's the reason why the state said the county councils are supposed to be in charge of looking at the big picture. And I'm not certain that is what the county council is doing.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. She is a Republican County Councilwoman who joins us every Wednesday.
One real quick question, Marty. Is there a limit that the state has set to how much the local county income tax can be raised?
How much the tax levies can only go up. When you talk about the tax levy, that's the amount of taxes you can charge, can only go up the percent that is the average of the statewide income growth, personal income growth. However, on top of that, that's the regular frozen levy, but on top of that, people can put in place, all these different taxing units can put in place bonds. So that's another dollar amount that goes on top of the frozen levy. And then, of course, the referendum for the school is not even a part of the circuit breaker credit, so that would go on top of that. So, yes, there is a frozen levy. We better be grateful for that, because otherwise it's hard telling how much it would be.
I'm but pretty the, sure they wouldn't stop until they got to 100%.
If indeed the city would decide to put in place a public safety income tax, they have to also put in an amount of income tax that would be used to reduce the property tax. So
you have to balance it out.
I've not even heard them discuss it.
Oh my gosh!
Well,
how complicated.
Put your seatbelt on, and your meeting is then coming up when?
It's next Tuesday.
Okay.
And all of these things may very well work out wonderfully. But I hope that it will be a situation where everyone will understand the vote before it's taken.
Sounds good, and you'll keep us updated on all that when you join us next Wednesday.
I certainly will give it a shot.
Well, and we'll listen. We will. Thank you, Marty. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.